Ari is finishing all the cookies. We have oatmeal craisin cookies this evening, fresh and hot. We are starting from the bottom of Yurches Amud Beis at Sam Sama Sikra. And we begin. This is Tuesday, February 22nd. Here we go. Yurches Amud Beis, all the way on the bottom at the two dots. Sam Sama. Okay, these are the things that are not kosher to write a Megillah with. And I forgot a Megillah at home. Yeah.
Why?
I want to remember getting Megillah. Okay, let's see if this works. Let's see if this works. Okay, Oshakin Oshlo. Sam, these are the things that don't work. What doesn't work? The Mishnah said, Haisuk Suva Basam, Basikra, Basama, Sam is orpiment. Don't know what it means. Sikra. Amar Abhachana Sikra Sushma. It's vermilion. Rashi says, Atseva Adam Shatsovimbo Teresin. Shutters. Certainly something that's red and something that's stable if they use it for outdoor usage. Kumus is koma, sap from a tree. Kankantum charta du'ushpachi is a shoe polish. Sam shetovim bo minolim shcharim. Actually not shoe polish, shoe dyeing, which is, you know, anyone that has black shoes, usually the cows was in black. So, and if you think about how long your shoes stay black, that's pretty powerful stuff. And that is the problem, actually, with this stuff, is that it's so powerful that it never gets erased. And we learned from Sota that whatever it is that you're using has to be able to be erased. I don't see what that means, it doesn't get erased, because if you've ever seen the way that they use Dio now, it sits on top of the parchment, actually. And then when you erase Dio off of parchment, it actually is scraped off. Okay? So, I don't know what it means it can't get erased. I guess it seeps in to the parchment, which is what it happens on your leather shoes. It actually becomes part of the paper, or the parchment in this case. So, diphthera.
You take a marker. Take a pen or pencil. Take a pencil and you write on the paper.
Yeah.
You write it on top, you can erase it. But if you take a marker, an ink marker, and you write on the paper, it seeps through.
It seeps through, right.
The side of the paper.
Right. So I guess these things seep through, although it's parchment is pretty powerful stuff, so to seep through is interesting. Diphthera de Meliach Kamiach lo offits. Diphthera is parchment, but it's not far enough along in the processing. In the processing process that it's considered parchment. One second. Let me just call quickly and extra cookies.
Oh, I won't be here tomorrow, paint that away. No. Don't need the extra, just bring the regular amount of cookies.
Okay. So
you can bring the extra, it's okay.
Diphthera de Meliach Kamiach lo offits. It was Meliach, like salt. Kamiach, treated with flour and water. That's kemach, get it? Kamiach, kamayim, kamayim, kamiach. Okay. And niyar machka. Niyar is regular paper, papyrus. Certainly not parchment.
Rashi says papier mache. My interpretation of Rashi.
Paper mache. Okay. Where?
Can I pop your mache, taking things together?
Where are you?
Rashi and Mafkar.
So where?
Can I pop your mache, take pieces of stuff and put it together as a glue with a Devek and then it's paper.
Asui al yedei Devek. Okay. Min asavim. Okay. Achadei ksuva ashurish. Okay, we said actually al sefer b'dio. Why ashuris? Dichsiv kichsavam v'chizmanam. Okay, problem.
Talked yesterday about you could do it on the wazim.
No, how you bring a raya from kichsavam v'chizmanam? She didn't. I don't think. Maybe she did. Did she write it in? She wrote it in Ashuris? I always thought she wrote it in whatever language was spoken at the time. Okay.
Was it so many years after they were in Israel?
Right.
Did they forget the language?
No. Okay. Seder. So that implies that it was the ksiva that was used in with the Ashuris. Ala Sefer B'dio Minalon. How do you know it has to be Ala Sefer B'dio just like a Sefer Torah? Asya ksiva ksiva. We learn out from Hekesh from Ksiva. Ksiv hacha batichtov Esther hamalka. It says Ksiva. Uksiv hasam vayom lehem baruch mipiv yikare elai. Es kodvarim elav ani kosev al sefer b'dio. Baruch, who was Yirmiyah's, right? Yirmiyah's Talmud, is saying that he was writing it as it was being dictated to him, al sefer b'dio. So you see, he uses the lashon of ksiva, and the end of that is sefer b'dio. So when it says vatichtov, that's also al sefer u'b'dio. We are at the Mishnah.
This is referring to Yirmiyah's nevuah, not Baruch.
Yeah, Baruch was the secretary. Baruch ben Neriah. First of all, don't say that you never heard of him, because we had him before with Baruch. Remember, we were trying to prove that all these people and their fathers were Nevi'im.
Yeah, right.
So we had Baruch and Neriah and Saraya and all these people. So Baruch and his father. So Baruch was a Navi and Neriah, his father, was a Navi. Okay, we are at the Mishnah on Yud Tes Amud Aleph. And we move along. Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach, who Ben Krach Shalach LeIr. From Yerushalayim, that comes to Ramat Beit Shemesh. Someone. Okay.
To Tel Aviv,
for Ari, or someone that from Tel Aviv, an unwalled city, that goes to a walled city. Im Asid Lachzor Limkomo.
It's the opposite. Ir is the unwalled city.
Ben Ir Shalach LeKrach. What did I say? I didn't mean it dafka according to the way, but it's good. Let's say it dafka. Ben ear shalach lekrach. What's that? An ear is non-walled. Krach is walled, and the opposite. Im asid lachzor lemkomo. If he's gonna go back, we're gonna see what that means. If he's gonna go back, when he's gonna go back, korim kimkomo. Then he does not, even though. Okay, I'll just say it now because it's not really going to make sense without the explanation. If he thinks he's going back, meduyak. If he thinks he's going back before Shachris, or really Neitzachama, the next morning, Alosa Shachar, then even though now, this is the problem, he's somewhere now where they're reading Megillah. Does he have to read Megillah now at night? And he does not have to, because the main is during the day. If he's planning on being back during the day, so he's kore kimkomo, he doesn't have to have the Megillah now, even where he is right now. Vimlav kore imahen. And if he's not planning on going back, then he's considered wherever he is there the night before, where he's going to be the day, the next morning. Umehechon kore, adam as a Megillah v'yotzeba. Yidei chavaso. I always found this interesting. You know, we don't have a Mishnah that says Umehechan kore adam ashma aviyotze ba. You know, or benching. I'd like benching to be shorter. Where can I start benching from and still it works? You know, why is there even? I don't know. It feels like the Mishnah is assuming, like, oh, you don't have to read the whole Megillah. It's long. You know, I don't know. Okay, I guess, again, you know, it's because they knew that they were different Cheetos, so, but, I don't know, if you would have asked me, I would have said the whole thing. I don't know. Where do you have to read from? Reb Meir Omer Kula. Reb Yehuda Omer Meish Yehudi. Reb Ish Yehudi Ayav Shushan Abirah. That's Perek Beis or Gimel, I think, the beginning. Reb Yosi Omer Meichar Dvarim Eile. That's just a few psukim later. And the Gemara is going to prove the svara behind each one of these. And also very interesting, which lends to what I was just saying before, the Gemara is also going to say, no matter where you start from, it has to be from a Megillah that's fully written. I'll just throw that out there. Okay, but we're going to get to it. I'm sorry to give up all the surprises.
But we already said that if there are things missing.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you mean fully written?
Well, it has to be fully written as much as fully written means. We said before, it can just be missing a few letters or a few psukim. It can't be missing a lot. A fully written Megillah, as halachically is mandated. Okay. By the way, I think it's a b'dieved. It's not a l'chatchila. I mean, it's not like when you go.
Yeah. I like the discounted Megillah with 40.
Okay. Amarava. Amarava. Loshana eloshasid la'achzor b'leila yudalid. This was only said if a person's going back that night. But if he's not going back that night, then he has to read with them. Amarava, minam inala. Where do I know this from? Tichsiv. Alkein ha-Yehudim ha-Prazim ha-Yoshvim ba-Arei ha-Prazos. Now that's weird. Obviously, the Yehudim that are Prazim from the Paruz, from the unwalled cities, live in the unwalled city.
Oh man, she didn't get the cookies text.
Okay, thank you, Madela. Sorry. Okay.
This is how you kiss your Madela?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. So, this is not. Okay. So.
Lubavitcher Rebbe used to drink Benedictine. Have it on the table, all of our brains for decades. So someone pointed out, like we just did, there's a cross on the Benedictine.
Even
they stopped drinking it.
Really?
Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Yeah.
Okay, now you do my prosos, my yoshim baraya prosos. So the Gemara's, the Rava's diuk is from the pasuk that says, "Hayuhudim aprazim, hayoshim baraya prosos." Where are the prazim people living? In cities that are. So it doesn't have to say that. So from that it does say Prazim Barea Prazos, it's coming to tell you Mehdi. Let's see. Ksiva Yudama Prazim. It says Prazim. Lamali Lamikhtava Yoshim Barea Prazos. Why does it have to say that they're living in the Area Prazos? Hakamash Malan, the Paruz Ben Yamo, Nikra Paruz. That's coming to tell you that even when you take the Paruz out of the Prazos, he's still a Ben. Ben Paruz. Paruz Ben Yomo, Nikra Paruz. That's our Chiddush. That if he's leaving that night, he's still considered where he's going back to. Ashkechan Paruz, now you've proved to me. We found that a Paruz that's going home can read, doesn't have to read the next day, right? A Paruz going home means that he was in Yerushalayim on the 15th. Kamashulan, that he doesn't have to read the night of the 15th where he is Mukov. How do you know that when you have a Ben Yerushalayim out of Yerushalayim that he does not have to read that he's considered a Mukov, a Ben Mukov? Svarahu Midaparos Ben Yama Karaparos Mukov Ben Yama Karaparos. It's a Svarah. If it works that way, there's no reason why it shouldn't work the other way, and the Gemara doesn't have a problem with this, and the Gemara is fine with it, and the Gemara continues. So now this is just a throwback to we talked about. Remember, we gave license to certain people to read early, right? So now we let people read early. What was the reason again? The Mishnah said, "Kadesh sheyisapku mayim umazon lachim shabakrochim." The Gemara amended that and said it's not really in order for them to give food because that would be a burden on them, and we're trying to say it's a schar for them. So the Gemara says, not lo tema kadesh yisapku, ela mipnei shemisapkin. It's a schar for them that they're allowed to read early so that they can, because the whole year they provide people, and on Purim they provide people with mayim umazam. So now Gemara, it's going
to... One of the main reasons is that they may not have anybody to read, come from the small towns.
That's exactly it. So now it's easier for them because they don't have to go back. It's a schar for them because they don't have to, since they're always schlepping back and forth, we're not going to make them schlep on Tuesday if they can schlep on Monday and let someone read for them. Amarava. So now the Gemara says a very interesting thing. The Gemara wants to talk about someone that's allowed to read early, and he read early, and now he finds himself in town on real Purim. Amarava. Ben Kfar, that he read already, Shalach Leir, that he went to the city on the day of Purim, Ben Koch Ben Kach, Kore Imahen, whether he read, whether he didn't, whether his Purim happened, whether it didn't, now he's there, he has to read with them. My time, according to what you just told me, that he's going home, he's considered from where he is, right? We said the Mukaf guy going home doesn't have to read on the 14th because he's going home.
Ben Kfar,
Mikra,
didn't have to read on the 14th.
So that's the Gemara's answer. We're going to get to that.
That's what that line means.
My time, oh, hi Kivne. No.
Hi Kivne, yeah, by the maker. Really, maker, I didn't ask to read.
My time. What's the reason for this? Okay, good. Hi Kivne, here by the mikra, by the mikri. He really should be reading, like a ben ear. Rabbanon who da kilu al akfarim, that they could read early. Kadei sheyisapku my muzzle achem shabekachim. Hani mili ki isa bedichtei. That kula was only when he is actually in his place. But when he finds himself in the city and they're reading anyways, kivneir by the mikri, he has to read like where he is now. Esrei Abaye. Abaye asks on Rava, this Rava's din, Ben Krach Shalach Leir, Ben Kachu Ben Kach Karikum Komo. This is a brisa. The brisa says like this. Ben Krach Shalach Leir Ben Kachu Ben Kach Karikum Komo. Now, before we get to Abaye's question, the Gemara tries to, well, Abaye really is coming to explain what this brisa really means. Ben Krach Salkadaita, could it really mean someone that is from a walled city? But someone from a walled city, it's not Ben Kachu Ben Kach Kore Mohen. It depends. Is he going home? Is he not going home? So how can you say Ben Krach Kore Mohen Ben Kachu Ben Kach? It's not true. Ella Lav Ben Kfar. This Krach, we don't mean a large city, we mean a village. And now it says, now we read the Braisa the way it's supposed to be read. Ben Kfar Shahalach Leir Ben Kachu Ben Kach Korekim Komo. He reads like where he's from. Where is he from? They read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. He does not have to read where he is now. So that is a stira to Rava, a brisa, that says Kore Kim Komo, that he does not have to read where they're reading right now. So the Gemara says, Lav Terutzei Metartzes. Okay, you know what? You had to answer anyways. So if you had to answer and amend the brisa from Ben Krach to Ben Kfar, so amend it properly. And it should now say Kore Imahen. So this is now the new brisa. Ben Kfar, not Krach, Ben Kfar, Shahalach Leir, Ben Kachu Ben Kach, not Kore Kim Komo, Kore Imahen. And that's exactly what Rava told us. Okay, so the whole brisa has to be fixed. Once we fix it, it's not a steer to what Rava said. What did Rava say? Rava said that the kula of reading early is only if you're there, but if you're even if you heard already, if you're now in the city, you have to listen to the Megillah now. And this could mean, even if you're leaving the next morning and you're not even going to be mechuyev in the second reading, Megillah reading. But if you're here now, you have to read it.
It's not like doing 2 days of...
So actually 2 days Yom Tov.
Where you're from. It does depend where you are.
Okay, so that's the famous thing, that really it does depend... It does depend where you're from. So that's the whole thing we're saying here.
Yes, it depends where you are.
It always depends
where you're from. We're saying depends where you are. Because
no,
that's how I understand.
Just for the Ben Kfar. No, for nobody else. For everybody else, the 14th and 15th, it depends on where you're from. If you're leaving, even if you're here right now, it's where you're from, it's important. But the Ben Kfar, it's not different because of where he's from. It's different because where he's from is not a real din of reading. It's just the kula that we made up, that the Chachamim made up so that he could read early. But if he's not there now, so then he's mechuyev. That's completely different than someone that's chiyev is tomorrow or chiyev was yesterday. Then it depends on where he is from, and as long as he's going back, and Daita Lachzar, which is really the same thing with the... except, you know, according to most people, except for the Ben Ishchai, what happens on Yom Tov? The opposite. The Ben Ishchai says if you're in Eretz Yisrael, then you hold Yom Tov Sheni like Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, but I'm saying it's based, the Taina of Chozer L'Mkomo is a valid one that many people hold, the Chozer L'Mkomo, which we see here also exists.
Interesting if it's indeed comparable cases.
Okay.
Very interesting. You got me thinking now. If there are identical cases, there are really different categories.
Okay, so you're going to check that out and write a paper on it and let us know. Okay.
Isn't a Ben Kfar already Megillah?
Okay, so that's interesting, which is really the same question of... he asked an excellent question.
Right,
he said, you read already, you're done.
Right.
So, but ask better. If the 14th person had Purim ready, and now he finds himself in Yerushalayim, why does he have to hold Purim again? Right? Okay, so your question is a little less, because...
It wasn't the correct date.
You didn't have Purim. For instance, like, you were able to read, right?
You just had the Mitzvah Megillah.
Exactly. You didn't even have the Mitzvah Megillah. We let you take care of your Mitzvah Megillah. Right, so he mamish did Purim already, and he still has to hold Purim again.
Does he have to hold Purim again, as in Megillah, or after Shachmanos and...
I think he has to hold everything. Kol Mitzvos Hayom. Whereas the Ben Kfar will only have to do Megillah again. No, because he didn't do the rest anyways yet. He didn't do it yet. Right, he only did Megillah. Okay. Meichan korei Adam es Megillah, and he's Yotzei Yedei Chavasa. Tanya. Rav Shimon bar Yochai Yomei Mibilayla Hu. That's a fourth Shita. Balayla Hu Nadash Nas HaMelech. Amar Rav Yochanan. B'kula Mikra Echa Darshu. All four of these Shitas get their halacha from the same pasuk. Batichtov Esra Malkum Achar Yudi Es Kol Tokef. All of the important stuff, like what's Tokef, the plot, the acts of power, the most important part of what happens. Okay, so Mandamak Kula, the one that says that you have to read the whole Megillah, it's because Tokfo Shel Achashverosh. What's Kol Tokef? What did Esther Malka mean when she wrote, I'm writing this whole thing to tell you about everything that happened. Everything that happened from Achashverosh. All of the acts of power of Achashverosh. That's the whole beginning of the Megillah. It starts off talking about how great Achashverosh was and how rich and wealthy and all the parties. Ma'adam HaMesh Yehudi Tokpo Shel Mordechai. because what we meant when she said Eskol Tokev, she meant the power of Mordechai. And that starts from Ishihud, Yuman, Omar Chadvar Ma'ele, Tokfo Shalom, and that's when it introduces us to Amon. The most important part of the Megillah, the packs of power, are the power of the Brajal. The Tokef, what's the most important part? The Nes. That's when everything turns. That's when the tides turned. Rav Huna Amar Me'alcha. Rav Huna says from another place. It's two things, and it's in the same pasuk. What happened until now, and what came to them? Manda makula mara'a achashveros shenishtamash b'kelim shal beis hamikdash. Al kacha mishum dechashiv shivim shnein v'lo ifruk. Umagiyaleim dekat al vashti. So this is what we need. We need mara'u al kacha, mara'u al kacha. Umahi gialehem. These are the three ingredients you need to be yotzei the Megillah reading based on the writing. So the first one says that those three ingredients are about Achashveros. What happened that they decided to use the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash? What happened was Vashti was killed that night because he used the kelim of the Beis Hamikdash because he was excited that the 70 years passed and they weren't freed. And umahi gialehem, what happened to the Jews? I'm sorry. One more time. Ma'ra'u, what did they see to use the kelim Beis Hamikdash? Al-kacha, because the answer to that is because the 70 years were up and they weren't saved. Umahi gialehem, and what happened because of it? Vashti was killed. Mandam Ramesh Yehudi. Three ingredients. Ma'ra'a Mordechai. Dikni b'Haman, that he started up with Haman. Al-kacha, because of what? Deshavi nafshei avodah zarah, because Haman was making himself out in avodah zarah, and we already said that Haman, that Mordechai had to be moche on that. Umahi gealeim, tisrachish nisa, that eventually there was an ace because of this. Umanda ma'acha dvarim ha'ele, ma'ra'a Haman, Sheniskana b'chol ha'yuhudim. What caused Haman to be jealous? Al kachab. What's the answer? Bisham de Mordechai lo yichav lo yishtagle. Because Mordechai won't bow down to him. Ma'igi aleim. And what happened to him because of this? Talu also v'asbon of all eight. Mandamri mi balai lahu. Ma'ra'a achashveros lo haviyazev razachronos. Why did he even ask to bring the chronicles before him? Al kacha, the answer is Tizminte Haman Esl Haman Bade, because Esther invited Haman to a party, and we said before that he was awake sitting in bed thinking, oh no, they're trying to kill me. Why are they trying to kill me? Why don't they save me? Why doesn't anybody save me? Don't I have any friends? I must have friends. Oh, I don't have any friends because everyone knows that I don't pay back my friends. Oh, maybe it's someone I didn't pay back. Oh, let's bring the books and see what I didn't pay back. Oh, I didn't pay back Mordechai. I better pay him back. Okay, now I would love to do a treatise and connect these four parts of Kol Tokef, the important part of the Megillah, back to Pasach La Lahai Parshasa Mehacha. Remember I told you that I said that each person, as they introduced Purim, they took a different element of Purim that they were focusing on. Like, this is what's important to understand. This is the Avodah of Purim. And each one of them was talking about it. And I'm sure that if you went back, there are more than four shittos there. But I think you'd find that each one of these is a different element that you need to focus on in order to appreciate what Purim is. Okay. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Amar Rav Halacha Kedivrei Omer Kula. You really need to read the whole Megillah in order to be yotzei. Va'afilu Manda Amar Meish Yehudi. And even if you hold later on, or even if it's just from Meish Yehudi, Tzricha Shtei Ksuva Kula. What I said before, you still have to be reading from a kosher Megillah. Amar Rav Chama Bar Guria. Amar Rav this is only because it's the same person. Megillah nikres sefer v'nikres igeres. In the same pasuk it says, it calls a Megillah a sefer, and it calls it a igeres. It says, l'kayem v'nichtav b'sefer. And it also says, l'kayem es igeres ha-purim hazos. So sefer implies that it's like a sefer Torah. Igeres implies that it does not have the halachos and chumras of a sefer Torah. So which is it? Is it a sefer Torah or is it not a sefer Torah? And do we need the halachos and chumras of a sefer Torah, or do we not need it? So the Gemara says, Nikras sefer Shem tafra b'chute pishtan psula v'nikris igeres Shem hitil b'shlosha chuti gidin shera. Amar of Nachman ubilvad shehu mishulashan. Okay, so very quickly, you'll notice here that these are the tefiros in a sefer, in a Megillah. Now, this is done. What you're looking at now is like a sefer Torah, which means it's all the way from the top to the bottom, except there is a little bit extra on the top and the bottom. Open. Doesn't have to be. It's not hermetic. But it's evenly spaced and it goes all the way down. Now, the Gemara says like this: Nikris sefer shem tafra b'chutei pishtan psula. These are gidin used from a kosher animal, sinews like what things that make up our muscles. So they're very strong and pliable, and that's what you have to use.
The veins.
Veins. Sinews or veins? Yeah.
Veins carry blood.
Yeah. Veins are pipes. These are like connector things. Yeah, stringy things.
I think.
Yeah, where's the doctor tonight? Okay, so the first, it is like a Sefer Torah that you have to use Yidin. You can't use anything else, like Pishtan. You cannot use that. But it's not like a Sefer Torah shame, because Nikris Igeres Shem Hitu Bashlosha Chute Gidin Ksheira. If all you used was three, you'd be fine. So three is like this. Okay? Imagine if this is your 12 inches, which is a lot, slightly more. So you, as you can see here, there are clearly more than three. Imagine if this was 12 inches. Okay? But different than a Sefer Torah, which needs more. I don't know how many exactly it needs, but it needs enough. Okay? If you divided your 12 inches into fours, 1, 2, 3, 4, you'd have 3 inches each. And then if you only put in three, you'd have considerably less stability in your tefer.
Depends how wide you think.
Okay, I'm giving an example of a 12-inch tefer.
No, I
mean how wide stitching is.
You can have a large stitch.
Okay, a big stitch. No, we're just talking about a stitch. It doesn't have to be wide at all. Okay? But if you divided your 12 into 3, as long as you would, 3 would be enough, even though it would not be enough in a Sefer Torah, as long as they were evenly spaced, which would give you an inch to start off with, an inch at the end, and then even 1 inches in between each of your stitches. That's where it is considered like an igeres.
The Sefer Torah is not bent over like this, is it? See the end,
I think it is.
Each end is bent over.
I think it is. I don't know. Okay, and that's Amar Rav Nachman Uvivad Shiyuhu Mishulashin. That's the 3 divided by 4. The 4 divided by 3. I don't know, 12. Evenly spaced, right. That's what I was trying to get to. Okay, so now, here it is. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Hakora b'Megillah, Haksuva b'in Haksuvim, Lo Yatza. Okay, I'm sorry. What I needed to say was, yeah. Okay, I'm sorry. I thought there was a Rashi that I wanted to say. It's not yet. So, the Gemara says like this. If you read from a Megillah that's written Bein HaKsuvim, which means you have all of Nevi'im, or let's say all of Ksuvim written in big scrolls, and then you scroll down to Megillah and you read from Esther, right? Esther, Eov, Koheles, it's all in there. Shir HaShirim. Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Akrav Megillah Ksuv Bein HaKsuvim Lo Yatza. Why? Because you need this element of the Ba'ina Nigeres. That's the element of Igeres. La'atzma, Rashi says. It loses its exclusivity if you're just taking out a ksuvim, which you take out all the time and you read from. You know, maybe you're just reading. But if you take out a Megillah that's specifically written and it's special for Purim, for Kriyas Megillah, that's a bigger Pirsume Nisa.
So the other Megillahs, let's say Eicha, would not be a problem?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. There's no element of Pirsume Nisa. There's no problem of Korea Ksuva Ben Aksuvim. Okay. So the Gemara says, Lo Amran Elo De Machasra Miyatra. Amarava, lo, Amran el gemachasro miatra porta. That's only if when you have a ksuvim, so they're all written the same. And this is Koheles, and this is Eov, and that's Megillah's Esther. And they're all the same. But let's say within your ksuvim, when you get to Megillah, it's much shorter or much bigger. Ava machasro miatra porta les lamba. But if it's different, then it's fine, because there's still the Pirsumei Nisa. Because you'll see, when you get to that Megillah's Purim is different, and you'll still have the element of Pirsumei Nisa, the exclusivity, the speciality, even though it's within other Svarim.
What's the difference again?
Because it's a different size.
So it could be the writing
is a different size,
width,
or the cloth,
like
the cloth,
width-wise or
the cloth
wise.
Itself. So it
that's
could be
right.
A full size cloth for Sefer Torah.
Full
size. Megillah. It's a
much
size
smaller,
cloth,
right?
It's fine.
Right, because we're just you're pointing out that there's something special about Purim, which lends to the Pirsumei Nisa. That's the important part. Okay.
It's for a whole Kehillah, right?
Yeah.
Reading can see it. No one else really pays attention to the
Megillah
that the guy's reading.
I was thinking about that, but
maybe in such a case you should do a hagbah.
Yeah, Rashi says yesh la heker. It's recognizable. You know, not everything we do. It's
maybe the Gemara is assuming that every person read by himself.
The obligation for us has to be the one that knows. He's the one that's...
It has to be a kosher Megillah. In other words, it's kosher for everybody, but it has to be kosher in a, you know, that if someone would look, they would see. Doesn't mean that everyone has to look or doesn't have to look. You know, right now, it's not kosher unless you hear it from a... Let's say you're in a big shul and you can't even see what he's reading from. You're not any more or less Yotze. Just giving an example of that.
In fact, you know that on Purim that I read from a different clock rather than during...
So that's all. So that's what's important. The recognizably different is what's important. And there's a hecker when it's a different size. Okay. Levi Bar Shmuel have a Kakari Kamedra of Yehuda of a Megillah. Levi b'Megillah Ksuva Ben Aksuvim. So Levi Ben Shmuel was reading in front of Rav Yehuda from a Megillah that was written like this, which we just said was puzzle or not good. Amale Hare Amru Akar b'Megillah Ksuva Ben Aksuvim Yatza Lo Yatza. So he wasn't Yotze. A question? We just said that you can't read from a Megillah that's written amongst other Svarim. So we just bring down that Levi did, and they went over and told him, you were not allowed to do that. Yeah, but why would we bring this? What do we need it for? We just said that.
Even Godola can make mistakes.
So I had a few answers. A few answers. One of them was, it's important to realize that not every single thing, first of all, that maybe it was a new halakha, and not everyone knew about it. And it was important to understand that, you know, that it's not everyone knows everything. It's, you can always learn new. But I wanted to say better. I wanted to say something more, but I don't know if it's true, which is maybe this story is coming to be mechadish something that lo yatsa afilu b'diavad lo yatsa, because you see they went over to him after the fact and they told him. It sounds like once it's afterwards, why bring this thing? So I thought maybe it's going to tell you that I feel with the Eved Lo Yatza, because
that's what Yatza means.
How do you know? Where does it say it was
Eved? There's nothing else. No.
Because he read it. It says Levi Ben Shimon have a Kakari Kamei to Rav Yehuda Ben Megillah. Yeah, it was reading. So it's not like it.
Then they interrupted him.
They interrupted him. That's exactly the point. Because if it was the Eved, it would work. So then let him finish. He already started.
But don't we very often bring them up and then show how it happened in reality? So
I think whenever we do that, there's a reason for it. I don't think we just stomp to it. But okay, I'm Rabbi Chaim, my rabbi. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. I'm Rabbi Galaksu ben Exum LeYotza Umachlo Amocha, and he quantified it. And that means he hit it on the head by explaining the following: Bitzibor Shanu. They only meant this for a Megillah reading in public, but not in private. It sounds like Dafka, because of what you were saying. Not the, you know, you would think the opposite.
How private was it if other people saw him? To tell him.
No. This, if you're reading by yourself, it's not a big deal. But Dafka, if
you know your person is, you're the one reading.
Right. But now if it's Bitzibor, then you have to be, it has to be a hacker that it's a Garris. Amar Rabbi Chiya, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Shira Tzvar, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. They thought that the shiur of the Tzvar, of how much it has to be sown, was Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. And then, Umachal Amocha, they explained it.
We're done at the obligation of shiur, of a Sefer Torah.
I'm sorry, thank you. The shiur, leaving over that the tops and the bottoms are not, don't, that you don't go all the way down, shiur, not shiur, is, they thought it, that it was Allah L'Moshe Misinai. U'machulamocha, and then they explained, v'lo amru ela kadesha lo yikara, that they realized that it was just, it wasn't Allah L'Moshe Misinai, it was like, it was a halacha, but not Allah L'Moshe Misinai, in order that it shouldn't come apart. In other words, it shouldn't be torn. The point is like this. If there's no left over on top, shiur, if you didn't leave anything, and then you pull too hard, see what happens? So you're rolling it, and you see that the top starts separating. So what do you know?
It's too
you know you're pulling too, you're too taut. You have to let it go a little bit. But if it was sewn till all the way to the top, it would just rip. You wouldn't know that until you finish it. So then they umachul amocha, that the reason for the shiur truly is halacha, but not halacha l'moshe Sinai, it's halacha d'rabbanan, so that you know when you're about to rip. Okay, I'm Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, I'm Rabbi Yochanan. El malay nishtaya bama ara. This is just the same person. Okay, I did not realize this. So I always thought he put him in this crevice. This is by Moshe and Eliyahu. So it says that Hashem, v'samticha b'nikras hatzur, I will put you inside. V'sakosi chapi alecha ad avri, I will cover it until I pass. And then when I pass, so the Gemara says that if not for it, that it was completely closed, so much so that not even the amount of the eye of a needle was open, that if it was open, they would not have been, they would have been blinded and deaded or whatever from the light. Because that would have been, it would have been overcome with this light, because it says Kilo Yurani Hadam
Bachai.
The Shechina. The Shechina passed.
No, because
correct. That's the pasuk that we just brought. Amar Rabbi Chiya
Bar Abba.
So he's saying it's the same cave.
It
could be the same.
Yeah, but that's not. That's not Marat Eliyahu from this. This. Because Moshe was never in Eretz Yisrael.
No, we're talking about. Shat is Moshe by the cliff. With the last Sparsha and Eliyahu and Har Carmel centuries later.
Right.
But the same cave, same.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same cave.
Oh, Moshe is Moshe's time in his cleft of the rock when they translated.
Correct.
And Eliyahu and Har Carmel in his time.
That's what I thought.
I'm just saying, this cave of Eliyahu is a visible site today.
That's what I thought until I saw Rashi. Kisha'av HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefanav shenema v'samticha b'nikras ha-tzur ve'eliyahu afu amad ba'osa ma'ara v'avar HaKadosh Baruch Hu lefanav shenema v'yavo shom el ha-ma'ara v'yomer tse v'amad tabahar. So I also thought that the Gemara was saying
very problematic with Sefer Malachim and Eliyahu Navi. That's very problematic.
Why couldn't
run
into
the whole story happened on Har-Karmel. The parrot of the.
So now we have two papers for Ari Yankin. Okay? Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Mai dechse ba'aleichem ba'aleichem kechol advarim asher diber Hashem imachem bahar. Melamed charo HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Moshe diktukei Torah. He showed him everything that will be eventually learned from the Torah. Diktukei Torah. All of the achs and the s's that you will learn, and I'm sorry, Gam and S, the Ribui from Gam and S, and the Miut from Ach and Rak, and the Diktukei Sofrim, and all of the Baal Peh, the Torah Shabbal Peh, which is based on Rashi, Shediktuku Achronim, Iloshon Mishnas Rishonim, Uma Shah Sofrim, Asidim Lechadesh, and what they're also going to invent, so to speak. Umayn you, and what is that? Mikra Megillah. Okay, just a very quick medrash, which we really don't have time for, but it's fun. I think it says that Hashem showed everything that would be learned, and we're not finished. And that we're really not finished. We're really, really not finished. So I said just quickly, we don't have time for it, but I'm saying it anyways. And then Hashem showed, Rabbeinu Shalom showed Moshe Rabbeinu what Rabbi Akiva was going to be learn from all the tagin, and also Rabbi Akiva is all the s's, many s's, so all the tagin, to the point where Moshe finally said to the Moshe, why don't you give the Torah al yado, because he's ready for it, like you're just spoon feeding it to me. But Rabbi Akiva marish harvard until he understood it all, and I don't remember the answer. But I did remember when I started the story, I think. Okay, so just to understand how great Rabbi Akiva was, that he was, all these things Rabbi Moshe showed Moshe, but Rabbi Akiva came to them from Haravanya, okay, which is a Yiddish word for toiling, but it's just so much better in Yiddish. Okay, Hakok Cherizikas Megillah Chutz Misher Cherishad V'Katan, Rabbi Yehuda Machshir V'Katan, everyone can read the Megillah except for Cherishad V'Katan. And Rabbi Yehuda says, even a katan is kosher. Man Tana Cheresh. The Eved Nami Lo. Who's the Tana of our Mishnah? That has to hold that a Cheresh, even the Eved, is not going to work. I'm Rabbi Nasa, Rabbi Yossi. That's going to Rabbi Yossi. It's not a Cheresh. If you read Shema and you didn't hear yourself reading it, you're Yotze. That's according to the Tana Kama, Rabbi Yossi. Omer Lo Yotze. You're not Yotze. So you see here, Rabbi Yossi holds lo yatza by Shema, if you don't hear it, he's going to be the one that holds that a cheresh who can't hear himself reading it is not going to be kosher, is not a kosher to read it.
Why?
Umi Maid.
That's Shema, and that's the Megillah.
They can't hear,
so that's the concept. The Gemara is now assuming that the concepts the concept of needing to hear what you're saying exists from Shema. Okay?
So he's not Yotze for himself, but also for the
Tzibur. Actually, for himself, he is Yotze. Because he doesn't have to read it at all. And so he's not that he's Yotze, but he doesn't, he's Potter. Onus Rachmana Patre. But for sure not for the Tzibur, because he's not Yotze, so he can't be Motzi them. Okay? Umimayd Rabbi Yossi, he. Diyeved Nami Lo. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi Yilchat Chiluhu Dilo. Duma Rab Yehudahi Ulechatchilo Hudelo Hodiavad Shapir Dami. Okay, who said that our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yossi? Maybe our Mishnah, and it's even B'diavad Lo Yatza. Maybe our Mishnah is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda, it is Lechatchilo Lo Yatza, but B'diavad it's fine. Well, Sakadaitach, it can't be. That one, because lo sakadaydach, that a cheresh is good b'diavad. Why? Because look how it says cheresh shotav katan altogether, and we all know mas shotav katan. Diktani cheresh dumi the shotav katan. It says a cheresh, and it puts them on the same level as shoten katan. We all know that mas shotav katan diavad nami lo af cheresh diavad nami lo. A cheresh and a shota won't work even b'dieved. So I'm sorry, a shota and a katan won't work b'dieved. The cheresh also won't work b'dieved. The dilma ha'kadisa. Who said? Maybe each one, just because it's written that way, maybe each one is according to what it is. In other words, just because they're grouped together doesn't mean that they have to be the same. The cheresh could be b'dieved. It works. The Shota and Katan does not work with the Evid, and the Gemara doesn't have a problem with that. The Gemara does have a problem with the following. Mita Katani Seifa, Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan, Mechlal D'Reisha Lav Rabbi Yehuda Hi. That's pretty big. It says, the beginning, Rabbi Yehuda Machshe B'Katan. If Rabbi Yehuda is arguing, and he's the end of the Mishnah, clearly he's not the beginning of the Mishnah. So it can't be that the beginning of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, if the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda arguing on the beginning of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Dilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda. But maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. Really, how would that work? It would work like this. Midami Reisha L'Psula. I'm sorry. V'Dilma Kula Rabbi Yehuda. And maybe the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara answers, Midami Reisha L'Seifa. It could be they take it out. But the point is, are the beginning and end of the Mishnah similar? The beginning says that a Chutz Mishcheresh Shota B'Katan, and the end, the Seifa, is Rabbi Yehuda Machshir B'Katan. It sounds like that's L'Chatchila. And we start off and say it doesn't work L'Chatchila. The Dilma Kula Rabbi Yehudahi Utre Gavni Katan Katani La. Maybe they're talking about two different types of a katan. Chasuri Mechser of Achiktani. And there's something missing. There's an extra. We're going to amend the Mishnah. And this is what it meant to say. Hakok Sharon Lukas of Megillah. The beginning of the Mishnah should say like this. Everyone can read Chutz Mishcheresh of the Katan. But Medvar Mamurim, when is that? With a katan that shaloi gielachinuch, and that is b'diavad. I'm sorry, lechatchila doesn't work. B'diavad doesn't work. Avol b'katan shegielachinuch, then Rabbi Yehuda afilu lechatchila does work. So Rabbi Yehuda machshir b'katan. So now, the whole Mishnah could be going according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara doesn't like this. B'mayu kim tuk Rabbi Yehuda. What did you just say? It is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda and b'di'eved. One more time. B'di'eved what? B'di'eved according to the Reisha. B'di'eved that the Rabbi Yehuda's psak. is only if it was already read and Reb Yehuda now would say b'dieved yes, but lechatchila no. Elahad tani Reb Yehuda ben Berei Reb Shimon ben Pazi cheresh m'dabav eno shomea torim lechatchila mani. I Reb Yehuda dieved in lechatchila lo. I Reb Yosi dieved nami lo. What did you just say? You want to say now that our Mishnah is according to Reb Yehuda. If our Mishnah is according to Reb Yehuda, then b'di'eved, then it doesn't even work. It does not work l'chatchila. The only time it's l'chatchila is b'katan shegiya l'chinuch. But the beginning of the Mishnah, which talks about a cheresh shot of a katan, but the cheresh is b'di'eved, does not work. B'di'eved does work, but does not work l'chatchila. Right? Ki Reb Yehuda b'di'eved, it's according to Reb Yehuda, and it only works b'di'eved. In other words, Reb Yehuda does not hold l'chatchila, it works. But now you have a problem, because there's another bright a Mishnah that says, and I'm sorry, a brisa of Reb Yehuda ben Pazi that says like this. A cheresh can give truma l'chatchila. What's the problem with a cheresh giving truma? He can't hear himself make the bracha. That's the problem. Yeah. That's just like Kriya Shema. The bracha is the truma. Rashi, Elahad Tanya Toreim, Va'afal Pishu Tzorech Levarech, Ve'ein Aznav Shamos Habracha Shehu Motzi Mipiv. I don't know, but the problem with Truma L'chatchila is that he can't make the bracha. That's what Rashi says.
So
okay.
The person can't be a ma'aliyah, can't be milk for his own child.
Yeah, it seems like all these things that need a bracha overly asas on won't work becherish. So the problem is like this: someone holds Torah L'chatchila even though he can't make the bracha. If that can't be Reb Yehuda, because we just said Reb Yehuda is going in our Mishnah only b'di'eved. It can't be Reb Yosi, because Reb Yosi holds even b'di'eved doesn't work. But who holds the chatchila? Nobody. So the Gemara says, Elamai, you want to say that Reb Yehuda is the one that holds afilu the chatchila, but then you have a different problem. If you want to say Reb Yehuda does hold l'chatchila, a cheresh works, you have a different problem. It says you can't bench by, not even by heart, but in your head you can't bench. But if you did bench like that, you're fine. Mani, who's that going according to? It can't be Reb Yehuda, and it can't be Reb Yosi. Reb Yehuda, Reb Yosi, Reb Yehuda. According to what you just said, that l'chatchila works by yecheresh, it'll work here also, because you didn't, right? Afilu l'chatchila. It should work because you benched in a way that you were not hearing it. Reb Yosi, if you want to say it's according to Reb Yosi, afilu d'yavid namilo. Because Reb Yosi always holds it, but d'yavid it doesn't work. So this, now you didn't, you fixed one thing, but you have a different problem. Actually, the price of Truma can be going according to Reb Yehuda, because he does hold that you don't have to hear yourself. The price which allows a cheresh to separate Truma goes according to Reb Yehuda's own opinion, that's Torah L'chatchila. But the other price that about Birkas HaMazon, that's going Reb Yehuda according to his Rebbe. What did his Rebbe hold? Tanya, Rebbe Yehuda Mishum Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, his Rebbe. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah said like this, HaKorei Shema Tzorech Sheyashmi El Azno, Shnei Ma Shema Yisrael, Shema Gino Shema Chod, Yashmi El Aznecha, Masha Tarmot Tzimi Picha. No, he's not. That's the beauty of it. when he's saying over a mitzvah, he's saying my rabbi would hold like this. In a different place, he's saying what his own shita is. But that dafka makes sense that he's saying over something from himself, but it's from his rabbi. Reb Meir Omer, that it's just according to what your heart. In other words, you don't have to hear yourself. So now, Rabbi Yehuda just said, in the name of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, his Rabbi, that what? That Shema works. That you have to hear Hashma la'aznecha l'chatchila. So now we're saying. So now we're saying that according to this, it's not Rabbi Yossi is our Mishnah, but Rabbi Yehuda are these other brisos, different Rabbi Yehudas. Hashda dasas lachi. Now that you just said that you brought down this brisa which quotes Reb Meir, by the way, is the second one. Reb Meir Omer Asher Nochi Mitzavecha Yom Al Levecha, that it works Achar Kavanas Alev. You could say that Rabbi Yehuda even does hold like his Rebbe. That what? That lechatchila, and it, you have to be hashma la'azucha mashal damotzi mipicha. V'hadatani Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. I have a problem with the b'raisa of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi that a cheresh can be torah lechatchila. That's Reb Meir. That's going according to Reb Meir, because you didn't know who that's going according to. So that could be according to Reb Meir. Reb Yehuda Machshir B'Katan, Amar Reb Yehuda Katan Ayisi Ukeresia Lamala Meir Tarfon Vizkenim Bilod. I was a Katan, and I read in front of Reb Tarfon. So you see that a Katan works. I'm Rilo and Mivian Ryan and a Katan. You were a Katan at the time. You can't be made that you did something and for us to rely on it. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. Rebbe says, Katan Ayisi, Ukrisia Lamala Meir Yehuda. And I read it even before Rebbe Yehuda read it. Amrlo, Emivin Rayim and Amatir. You're the one that says, right? We just said, I'm a Rebbe Yehuda Machshub Katan. He said, oh, you're the one that holds that way. You can't bring a Raya. The one says, what do you mean? He's the one who holds away. He's saying that he was a cotton. Why don't we just say to him, you were a cotton, like we just said to Rabbi Yehuda. Lame relay, aim me and rhyme in a cotton. Just say, you know, can't bring a riot from a cotton, that you were there and you were a cotton. Chada v'od kam relay. They did mean to say that. They meant to say to him, first of all, you're a cotton, we can't rely on you. And v'od, I feel the gadol yisai. Even if you were a gadol at the time, and Mivian and Ryan and Amatir.
Yeah, that's interesting. It's not supposed to be Ryan.
I don't know what that is. That mean.
What I was saying with the Megillah, the way it's shown.
Shkoach, everybody.
You're welcome to say.